Tom, the budget was released today. What are the headline changes?
So the big question today was, will Rachel Reeves increase the tax on betting on racing? And the answer was no. Racing got a reprieve. But while racing did get a reprieve, the gambling industry as a whole was hit by heavy tax increases. In total, the government expects to raise £1.1 billion in new tax revenues from the gambling industry. So that's the industry that funds racing taking a heavy hit to its revenues. And the fear now is that even though racing has avoided the direct impact, it will suffer the indirect consequences.
What are some of the potential outcomes for racing of these industry impacts?
Well, the fear is that bookmakers, having taken a hit to their revenues, will look to claw back some of those lost profits by doing things like reducing marketing spend, offering worse odds, and simply being a tougher negotiating partner. When racing goes to them to negotiate media rights deals, to negotiate sponsorship of key races, they are not going to find a receptive audience. They're going to find a wounded industry which is looking to mitigate the losses that they have suffered today.
Speaking of audiences, what about the industry's audience? How does this affect punters?
So punters won't be unaffected by this as well. Bookmakers ultimately will look to increase the margin, so that means worse odds for punters. Bonuses will be scaled back. And I think most aggravatingly of all for punters, the tolerance levels that bookmakers have for shrewd punters who might cost them money will diminish even further. And that actually has a knock-on impact to the sport as well, because that erosion of the customer experience lies at the core of some of racing's problems. And we've seen betting turnover in the sport fall by $2 billion over the last 3 years. Now, the concern is that as punters get a worse experience, that decline continues.
Obviously, a lot to flow on from today, but if you were a racing professional, how would you feel about the 2025 budget?
I think, understandably, a lot of people in racing and us at the Racing Post, there's a sense of relief that today we've not been faced with an increase in the tax rate on racing. But while racing has dodged a bullet, we're still in a war zone, and the fear is that the consequences for racing will be felt over the coming years.
I'll throw you a little bit of a curveball, Tom. Do you think that racing's concerted push to have its voice heard in the lead up to the budget has had an impact?
I think the racing tax campaign, AXA Racing Tax, has undoubtedly had an impact, and the sport can certainly take some satisfaction from that. Racing came together in, I think, an unprecedented display of collective action, and the government has listened. The Treasury explicitly called out that they were looking to protect horse racing in the measures announced today. Again, though, the fear is that while racing has been protected from the direct impact, it hasn't been protected from the indirect impact.